Hello, listeners, and welcome to The Zozone. What a wild week it's been since I talked to you last time. That's right, 7 full days and yet just 5 minutes to fill you in. Where should I start? Let's see, Art discovered a new obsession, so that's been great. I heard some children in the woods. I went grocery shopping, basically incident-free. Oh, Tom still can't talk, though I guess that's not a thing that happened. Instead, it's more like a thing that didn't happen. Some listeners reported issues in hearing the episode of the Zozone last week, so I recommend you all check your radios and update them as applicable. Also, Art upgraded the sound system. What an interesting 7 days, right? Jam-packed full of things. I know, it seems like a lot of things to happen in such a very short time, but I can't do this. I could never lie to you all. For those of you who tuned in last week and were disappointed to hear nothing on the broadcast for the Zozone, it wasn't you, it was me. Well, rather, it was Art. He took the whole system down and was reassembling it. He insisted we needed an upgrade because we weren't getting enough listeners or survivors, as he likes to call them. I didn't even notice any issues before, but I sure did when he had the whole thing out of commission and I couldn't even broadcast. Anyway, I'm so sorry for not bringing you any content last week due to Art's latest fixation. I'd love to say it won't happen again, but I think we all know nothing is immune to Art's whims. I thank you all for not leaving me angry reviews and messages when I missed one tiny little episode, though. Honestly, you'd have to be a real jerk to do that, considering all the free content I always provide you anyway, and the fact that you haven't contributed anything at all. Imagine the first email you ever send to me, your favorite podcast host, and it just happens to be a complaint? That would be absurd. Anyway, I'm back and doing my best to provide you with the consistent content and the latest gossip, I mean updates, about Art. And on that topic, what is his deal, am I right? I laugh, but seriously, I am concerned. His latest favorite topic of rodents is bizarre. He thinks they are all out to get him and us. Everywhere we go, he hears raccoons plotting. Beavers are building fortresses. Squirrels are acting as lookouts from the treetops. Don't even get him started on opossums. Are they dead? Are they playing dead? Are they undead? It's exhausting! Before all you well-actuallyers out there start writing in about how raccoons are technically mammals, and, well, actually, opossums are marsupials, listen, I don't care. I'm a podcast host. In order to save time, I sometimes generalize. And look how much time you're making me waste with your well actually, and frankly, I do not care. Because squirrels are rodents, and beavers are the largest rodents in North America, so I think this basically makes my point. And that point is, Art is absurd to think that a bunch of rodents or tiny animals could or would be plotting to take over our bunker. Also, and I cannot stress this enough, why would they do it? They've lived outside their entire lives. They also seem to be immune to the virus. Why they would suddenly decide to evolve to be indoor animals who need all the comforts of a big metal underground box is beyond me. I do want to clarify that, though I think there is basically no chance of this happening. If I do have any listeners who are raccoons or beavers, understand that I am bigger and stronger and smarter, and I will absolutely destroy you if it comes to that. All of this to say that while Art has his latest engagement, I find it just about impossible to be entirely honest with him. As I said at the beginning of today's episode, I had a chance encounter with some children in the woods. Rather, I heard the disembodied voices of some children in the woods. When I went to feed Tom, as usual, I called out, "Marco," waiting for the polo response. Of course, he didn't respond because he can't talk yet. But then I heard a faint response of polo. So I called out again, just in case, Marco! And while looking right at Tom, shoving his face full of haggis, I hear the response again, Polo! And then giggling. I tried more times, and each time I got the same response, but it never got closer. And now, how do I tell Art this? In what way is he possibly going to take this well? Or reasonably, at all? Art used to be very rational. He never believed in supernatural snowmen before, so I'm not sure what exactly has happened to him. I feel like he would find a way to conflate this into something it's not. I'll have to mull it over on my own and figure it out before the show this week. Here's hoping it goes well. Before I go, a quick note on the status of our members' application for the Dueling Hams Survivors/Entertainers Network. Though I haven't received a formal application from any of you, I assume that because you continue to provide me with free Wi-Fi, you'd like to join. I'm speaking, of course, to Brian and Sally and Phyllis, who are all competing for the same spot. I can't disclose my process, as it is my proprietary method which I intend to patent, but I can say that so far, Phyllis is winning. That's all the time I have for today. If you have any ideas on how I can tell Art about the children in the woods, without freaking him out, I'd love to hear them. Email me at fromarttozoe@gmail.com before our episode this week, and I will be so grateful. Until then, don't tell Art, because I just don't think he's ready. Over.